Hi, pet. Sleep well? No, no. Don't try and struggle. You're not getting out of these restraints anytime soon. It's a wasted effort. See, I've decided we need to have a little chat about something. You know what I'm talking about already, don't you? No, not November. I must admit, you've lasted longer than I thought you would. But I'm not exactly a fan of you doing the challenge this year. Last time, I thought I'd humor you. You know, gently teasing you here and there. Trying to see just how much you could take. And we both know how that went, don't we? You couldn't resist. You never will be able to resist, because you're too much of a horny little slut for pleasure. But that's what I love about you, baby. The look of lust in your eyes as you turn into a needy mess. All your moans and whimpers as you submit to me. It's beautiful to watch. And it's even better when you convince yourself that you aren't that desperate, only for you to inevitably snap. It's hopeless for you to even try, so I figured I'd save you from the disappointment. From now on, I am the only one who gets to decide how long you need to stay pent up for. Not a calendar. And I want you to come for me. But it wouldn't be as fun if I just did it myself. Why do you think I left your good hand free? You're going to come to terms with the fact that you don't have the restraint or the resolve to not nut for a whole month by bringing yourself over that edge. And I am not letting you out until you do. No, this isn't sabotage. This is an intervention. I'm just helping you realize that you never stood a chance to begin with. I mean, think about it. 1 whole month without satisfying your cravings. 1 whole month without that feeling of release. Think about how it's been so far. The days are long and the nights are cold. The flesh is aching, and the sub is far too desperate. Come on, it's impossible. You need to give in. It's what your body wants. But more importantly, it's what I want. And above all, you want to be good for me, don't you? All I'd have to do is just tell you to come for me, and you crack. If I were to just whisper sweet nothings into your ear, telling you how much I want you to burst for me, would you be able to resist touching? You couldn't possibly not obey me. You're too submissive for that. And if you didn't, you'd miss out on me calling you my good little toy. And you wouldn't want that, would you? Oh, so you think you have the willpower, huh? No worries then. It'll be fine for me to run my fingertips along the inside of your thighs, getting closer closer to where it's most sensitive. Because if you have the willpower to resist, it won't matter, right? Aww, is that too much of a tease, pet? You're throbbing. Still don't want to get off? Works well for me. You're obviously not going anywhere. And I can just sit here and watch you get hot and bothered all day. In fact, I'll even help you cool off down there. Oh no, is that not helping? Did it make you worse? It's a shame. I thought blowing on it wouldn't. Send shivers down your spine. It wouldn't. Make you throb. You don't need to put up with this any longer. All you have to do is just reach down there and make yourself feel good. And all the teasing will stop. Just give in. Go nice and slow for me. Go on. Take your free hand and start touching yourself for me. You know you want to. Oh, yes. That's a good toy. Just like that. Doesn't it feel good to finally have that hand back where it belongs? And with every stroke and every rub, it just gets better and better. After all of that waiting, all that time you were holding back, you've become so sensitive. You need this. You couldn't even stop, even if you wanted to, because it feels so amazing. Your body's been screaming out for this for so long. And you finally give it the attention it deserves. It's okay to give in. Just let it happen and obey. Moan for me, my beautiful little toy. Let me know how much ecstasy you're in. You can't think of anything other than pleasure, can you? Not when you can feel all that tension starting to build up. But you don't need to think of anything else. That pleasure take you to that place where nothing else matters other than feeling good. I love seeing you melt into the sensations turning into a weak, horny little mess for me. And now I want you to stop touching yourself. Oh, miss it already? You're dripping. Can you feel the way you're pulsing and throbbing? That's the reason why you were never going to win. No, not November. That is pure, unfiltered desperation. Squirming and shaking as you feel that ache to touch again, grow stronger and stronger. You want nothing more than to lose yourself in lust. Because why would you ever want to stop making yourself feel good? And I won't let a silly internet challenge get in the way of my sweet submissive pleasure. You want me to let you get off? Oh, don't worry, I will. But first, I want you to admit to yourself that you had no hope of winning. Beg me to let you masturbate, slut. Tell me. Tell me just how much you need it. My, my, how you've changed. You were pleading with me not to make you touch only a few minutes ago. And now, all that determination vanished into thin air. The moment you slipped your hand down there, and poof, it's like you've completely forgotten about Nonut, haven't you? I know you too well, my pet. It was adorable to watch you put up a fight. But let's be honest, this was inevitable. I'm so happy you finally decided to stop kidding yourself. Now, there's nothing to get in the way of your pleasure. You can go back to touching yourself again. And this time, I want you to go faster for me, okay? Let's really ramp up the intensity. Oh, someone's eager. No hesitation for your hand to shoot straight between your legs. Good slot. Keep touching. I want to start building you up to the one thing that could make you feel even better than you do now. I want you ready to orgasm. I can see the way you shuddered when I said that word. Orgasm. Let me know exactly what you want. Don't worry, it won't be long before you come. And when you do, you'll surrender. When you come, you'll be flying the white flag, giving up, giving in. And you will love it. You'll be so relieved to get the stress of this challenge off your shoulders. Imagine just how heavenly it's going to feel. Explosive relief as that tension rushes out of you, orgasmic pleasure washing over your body. Faster for me now, pet. I want you masturbating frantically. Get right to the edge. Oh, right to the edge. Oh, think of the ecstasy that coming is going to bring you. Think about being overwhelmed by wave after wave of pleasure until you finally break. Are you close now yet? Are you ready? Do you wanna come? Well then, do it. Come for me. Let go and come hard for me. Bring yourself over that edge like a good little slut. Let the pleasure take over. You want it. You need it. You need to explode into orgasmic bliss. So do it. Come. Come for me. Oh, that's it. That's my good pet. Oh, here. Oh, good little toy. Well done, darling. Oh, that was really well done. Now, here. Let's get these restraints off. Do you want me to cuddle up with you while you calm down from that orgasm, sweetheart? Just take your time. Bask in the afterglow with me. Good pet. That must have felt incredible. Totally worth it, right? See? Why would you even want to do No Nut November when you could be doing stuff like that instead? Oh no, darling, don't feel bad about it. We both know you were doomed from the start, especially with me around. And in case you ever forget, I'm more than willing to remind you just how much of a slut you are for pleasure. For now, though, relax as long as you need to. You deserve it. You earned it. And I'm here with you, darling.